This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
And we were at, we're just going down the aisles at Target for back to school, me and Ray Park. Not Ray Parker Jr. You know Ray Park?
I know Ray Donovan.
Okay. And because it's like back to school, it's where they have like the good erasers. That's when they bring in the big,
that's when they finally load up on the ones that you really want. You don't have to get those like bottom of the barrel erasers.
Yeah,
they barely even like erase.
The exciting ones, but you have to go very fast.
Yeah.
And so I'm just kind of gathering up erasers. And this kid comes up and is like, that's too many. You like,
oh, right.
You can't.
And every Target has one of these kids.
Yes.
The eraser police who's going to enforce the limit of how many erasers you can buy. It's like, buddy, I could buy the whole damn Target.
First of all, you don't work here.
Oh, kidding. That's what I'm saying. Every Target has one of these and they never do work here.
Yes. And so I'm like, he's like, that's too many. And I'm like, well, I got a big mess to erase. And I'm looking at him.
Oh.
That's what I said. And so he starts immediately giving me like kind of body blows.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sort of just like, he's a very small, a lot smaller than me. So I'm just kind of pounding on his head, but he's wearing a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like invincible basically.
Yeah.
And I, you know, you start, once you start to take so many hits to the body, you do start to kind of...
That'll wear you out. Dies. Yeah, it just, it does start to sort of like drain the energy from you.
Yeah. And so when I woke up, a lot of me had been erased.
Oh, no, if the eraser.
Mm-hmm.
And you turned out to be his big mess. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Hayes, but
I'm not. That's not why
lesson.
I'm telling you. I'm not telling you to be sorry.
And I'm not apologizing.
And I just want you to know, I mean, I'm not mad.
No.
I'm not mad at you.
No, and I'm not mad at you for not being mad at me.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, the insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker
hallways of this industry we call.
We've been talking
showbiz.
So much about having Amanda and Maria, and it's so fun to like remember how much we've been saying. Like, it would be like, wouldn't that be so?
To the exclusion of other conversation and to the detriment of our personal relationship, because a lot of times one of us will ask the other one for favor for a ride home from the airport or something, and the other one will just go, like, when are we going to get Amanda and Maria?
Or just catching up, or just like what's going on.
And then the first person is stranded at the airport because we can't talk about anything else, because that takes up so much of our mental space.
Mm-hmm.
But we have them here. And guys, do you want to just say hi?
Hey.
Oh my God.
That'll be so fun for the people listening to hear.
Yeah,
that.
That's really fun.
Hey guys, what's up?
Oh, perfect. Yes. I don't even know anymore what's up. This country is going through some changes. We're not here to say if they're good or if they're bad. We're just here to say that they're happening. And we got a front row seat for all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you ask me what's up, I go, it's too early to say.
That's fair.
As a rule, when we have guests on, they're the guest and we're the host, and the plan is to keep it that way. This show's a little different.
Yeah, this is it's so funny. I don't know. Maybe you guys thought we were mad. I don't want you guys think that we're mad about the, you know, like this thing that happened.
Yeah, you guys, of course, read about this thing that happened.
What? No.
And you probably thought we were mad and you were nervous to come in.
Okay.
We're actually so cool that we're being.
It nice was a little while ago, and you honestly don't have to pretend that you don't know about this. It was a little while ago, but like you don't have to pretend that you forgot, because I know that you didn't forget.
And just not to belabor the point, but we're so confident and cool that we're being nice about it.
Where was this new? Where was the?
What is it?
It was online. So there's this guy Kevin. You know this guy Kevin?
Yeah.
He's like this perverted thing.
Yeah, he's like a basement. Troll. Like, he's like, I shouldn't say basement troll. I live
but he got out.
Basement.
But he,
he's like a troll that lived underground that has escaped And doesn't want to go back.
And he wants to sample some of the above ground wear, just like everything he can find. Mm-hmm. He wants to enjoy now because he's been underground for so long.
It's good for him. Yeah. If you look at the story just from his perspective, you go like, okay, I understand. But if you look at it from the perspective of polite society, you go, oh, this guy's a problem. We got to get him back underground somehow. Okay,
okay. So he looks online for us sometimes. Mm-hmm. Just to see what people are talking about with the show. And a lot of it is very nice.
Yeah, I've noticed that people like the show.
But a few months ago, some guy did a post.
Kevin.
No, this is not Kevin. No, Kevin. So Kevin, this confused me too, because Kevin was telling me about it. So I was like, okay, you must have done this.
Why'd you say this?
How else would you know? But apparently this guy did it. He did an all post.
So Kevin's not the troll.
To everyone.
Kevin's not the troll.
Kevin is the troll.
No, Kevin is sort of an underground troll who's now escaped into society.
That's who you guys were talking about. Or is Kevin the guy who found the underground troll?
Kevin found the post.
Kevin found
the
post.
Which, as Hayes said, was an all post that even Kevin could see. It was an all post.
So Kevin is the underground troll. This post that he found was by a troll who lives in the internet.
He hasn't come up up to the ground
yet. Not to my knowledge.
And there is no above ground or below ground with him. It's all wires.
Yeah.
Okay, it's all online for this troll.
Literally inside a computer.
I'm so glad that I spent so much time figuring this out.
And Kevin has a direct line to you. Is that how he communicates with you? How do you know Kevin?
So Kevin
works here.
Works here, yes.
I see. I think I understand.
And some sort of sick experiment, Scott Aukerman has hired Kevin to do work here.
But he is able to move between the physical world with us and also check online sometimes.
Right. Yes.
Okay, okay.
So I asked this before, but have you seen Virtuosity?
No.
It's like they were dodging it a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm glad that you stayed on.
No, I think that it's good to double back for this. So Virtuosity is a movie that's about kind of our real life right now. It's old, but it was very prescient.
Who's in it?
Denzel Washington.
Okay.
And Russell Crowe.
Is it a sci-fi drama?
I wish it was sci-fi. It's just sci. Mm-hmm. It's just science.
Science drama. Science
reality. At the time it was made, it was sci-fi. But now the fi has become reality.
Wow.
So life has become science fiction, too. So.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, welcome to the future. And it's your present. Oh, and you can't return it. So Denzel is fighting criminal. Criminal is a wires guy who live only in electric and is from a computer. And he can't fight him with a keyboard. He has to shoot him with a gun, and it doesn't work. And then what does he do? You know, and I haven't seen it in a long time, so I don't remember.
Doesn't seem like my cup of tea.
I would check it out.
You'd have to because it's coming for all of us.
So we should talk about the all post.
Yeah.
Because Sam is kind of an expert on this stuff. This is one of those messages for the whole it's an internet-wide message.
It's for America, as far as I know.
Yes, for anyone to see.
What are we doing?
Oh, okay. This is my little cousin Sam, and he's sort of our resident techspert.
Hey guys.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to look something up?
No, you can just read it.
We just want you to know, like, maybe you can explain a little bit, because I feel like we're... Because
he's good at reading the screen.
Maybe sometimes getting too technical.
The screen, like, when I'm looking at it, it's so like, it's like a blaster on me.
Yeah.
So is it like a tweet?
Okay.
This is a word that Kevin kept using.
Yes, he was saying this. Yes.
Okay, so like on Twitter...
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay.
These are all things I recognize from talking to Kevin.
But he was saying that it's like a post, like that it is like an all tweet, I guess, is the same.
Yeah, an all
to all
all out tweet.
Yes.
Okay, like a public tweet.
Yes.
Yeah.
But all Perfect. Tweets are pretty public.
Twitter. Yeah. It's what you would use if you want to talk internet. You would take what you want to say out. Pushed out to internet.
That's
good.
Yeah.
It's at you.
Yeah.
Right. But it's not going private.
No, you'd have to DM for the private.
Yeah.
That's a the direct.
And this is another thing Kevin talks about a lot is how eager he is to slide into people's DMs.
Okay.
He says slither.
Yes, that's right. He says, I'm going to slither into their DMs.
Oh, God. An internet snake. The wires are all internet snakes.
You got to be a snake to live in the internet.
You have to be that shape to go through the wires as fast as he can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So will you read this, Sam? Because as soon as this thing turns on.
You want me to find a...
It's like the sun.
And I'm so happy you're moving the screen away because I'm addicted to eye contact.
Okay.
So. And Hayes is my dealer, you know? He's given me the good stuff I need.
So it says it's replying to another tweet. So someone has made...
Don't get into... Don't do the complicated stuff.
So it says, just the format of Hollywood Handbook, but with Maria...
Blasucci
and Amanda Lund instead.
That's me.
It would be incredible.
Wait, read it again. I wasn't listening.
Just the format of Hollywood Handbook, but with Maria Blasucci and Amanda Lund instead. It would be incredible. And then all these people
Sam, we do your research. Before we do the show, before we have people in,
if we have a little bit of
No, it's okay. It's an Italian name. It's not, you know. It's all right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. There's no Italian stuff in America. I'm sorry. We never deal with this kind of stuff.
I hear your apology. I don't accept it, but I absolutely hear it.
Well, he didn't say it wrong. He just paused, and you jumped right in. So we don't know what
he might have been doing like a Michael Buffer thing.
Well, he did a thing where he looked at it, and it was like he had already given up.
Yeah, but he may have gotten it right.
He was trying to do a big load up, like, Maria!
Blah
Supti!
But the truth is none of us will ever know.
Well, what did people say?
What were the replies, yeah?
And then it says,
Sam is unknowable, isn't he?
All that's left is to decide how often Matt Gourley guest stars. And then it's
and you don't have to pronounce the T in often. Yeah. People think they sound smart when they do it, but it's often.
Amanda's a person. That's what I think.
And it drives Will she's Smith not, crazy like, just like, to hear
just
people
like,
pronounce
just like
the
Matt's
T.
wife. She's like her own person. So Thank for you. These people to be like, oh, but what about Matt?
Yeah.
Actually, she's it's a like, human being.
They didn't tag us in those, though, so I never saw it.
No, I would have loved to be tagged in those.
And just to double back, and I hate that I keep going back to things that were blowing past, but Will Smith is like a grammar junkie. He loves this stuff. And he thinks that people try to sound intelligent by hitting the T in often pretty hard, but it's actually often, and he knows that.
Will does.
Yeah, and if you read an interview with him from 1998, I think you're going to find that he'll agree with me.
And then this guy wrote, that's a great pick because they are goofy. They are as goofy as Clements and Davenport without being weird cross between smug post-irony and infantilization.
That's right.
Infantilization. That's right.
Yeah, I don't know you guys that well, but that seems spot on.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And we're actually being nice about it.
Yeah, we're actually being nice.
It's actually funny
that you thought we were mad and that you were so scared to talk about it.
And that you would think that it would hurt my feelings. And that I would go to debate the infantilization part, and then I would remember the way that I described the movie Virtuosity.
Oh, this guy wrote, I basically cannot think of two people more excelling at the most basic podcast format imaginable.
Oh, talking about Maria and
I don't know if that was clear.
Wow, that's nice.
As they were, it is a nice, whoever it was about, it is super nice.
Yeah.
Two people more excelling. God, Will Smith would have a friggin' field day with
maybe
this character.
Is your guy's problem. It's like someone's giving a compliment, and maybe it's not to you, but then you're
focusing in on like
on the small things, the grammar. Thing.
On the grammar?
Yeah, and you're...
Well, I know somebody else who did that, Will Smith, and I think it's worked out pretty well for him.
That's another thing. You bring Will into it, and you're like, yeah, Will would hate this too, and then people get... They don't feel good.
I have to say I did rewatch Wild Wild West very recently, and it does hold up.
To what?
To anything. Mm. Any new Western.
Steampunk's on
the also, they act like it's a bad thing. He is infantilizing, too, because he made two infants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He made more than that.
Willie?
Yeah, Big Willie. He made the two, and then he made the one that he did
Trey! I forgot Trey.
Just the two of us song that
I forgot about Trey.
From his first marriage.
I forgot about Trey.
Y'all forgot about Trey.
Or maybe they weren't married.
Yeah. And so these guys are like, oh, infantilizing is bad, but actually that's because they can't find any girlfriends.
Would you say that nowadays everybody want to talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish?
I think it's when they move.
Like they forgot about Trey.
Their mouth.
What did he say?
Lips.
No, it is lip. When they move the lips, just a bunch of gibberish.
Yeah, okay, it sounds better than mouth, yeah.
He was talking about when
they move
their mouth,
just a bunch of gibber
mouth. Moving their lips without using their mouth. That's why it comes out so weird, because they're just, that's like the idea of the song, that they're just moving their lips, but not their whole mouth.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Because if you do use your mouth, it's, you can make all kinds of noises.
It's very hard to talk if you're just doing the, it's like.
With just lips, if you keep your, but if well, you, even it, that, yeah. that's like bringing in some air from the throat and lungs. But if you're right. literally keeping your teeth clenched, tongue still, yeah. and just moving your lips, it's a little bit of this. And please, everyone, be quiet for this, because this is the most you can do. And that's it.
I like that sound. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, it's sort of ASMR-y. Are you guys into ASMR artists? Who's your favorite?
Is that when they whisper?
Mm.
I've checked out a few videos. I don't know any of the names of the people who are making them. Yeah.
Thank you for being honest. So we are here to talk about these...
They're pretending
tweets,
not to know
right?
all this stuff. It's so weird.
And
I hate to double back, but it's like, they didn't know about the tweet. They didn't know about virtuosity.
And we don't usually double back this much in our episodes.
To know about ASMR. What are,
they
what
pretend
is
not
this,
to know about Will Smith's grammar.
What are you scared of? Is it Sam?
No, we're not scared of anything. We just, we came in, you guys invited us on. We came in here. And then, I mean, we don't. You know, we're not podcast junkies.
No, so we don't. Mm-hmm. You have a language that we're not. We're trying to adapt, but yeah. we have to listen for a while.
What are you guys? What are you guys junkies about? What are you nerds?
I
about?
Love to talk about people's passions, mm. and being a nerd is really just being passionate about something, and that's why nerd culture to me is just like it's just being a fan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like snacks. I like pastries.
Oh, okay.
Pastry nerd.
Yeah. Yeah, I really am a pastry nerd. Sometimes, like, I'll even start to tear up if I see something really decadent.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Like, what would that be for you?
Something, like, puffy with, like a puff pastry with maybe, like, some...
Can I do... Sorry. This kind of, can I do that?
What?
Can we just have me be doing the... Like, I'm sort of the host. Sean is sort of...
I'm like a sidekick figure.
He'll sort of run with
oh,
it.
Oh, are you?
But okay. I'll initiate yeah. the questions.
Okay,
like
so
that.
Then what's my role?
You didn't know. You didn't know.
Hmm? What's my role?
You'll find it.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have it yet, and we don't need to have it. I hate that kind of pressure
it's
on
funny
us.
He sees you as the sidekick, because I would have said the other thing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Mm, I don't know.
What
it's
do you think?
That, and that's actually a compliment to me.
Boy, that makes me think.
Because that means that I'm just like blending in so seem that the show is running so smoothly that people aren't even noticing I'm there.
Should I
and that's
out?
The best version of the show to me. That's what I want. Because if
be
they're
kind of busting out as my own.
Because if they're not talking about you, that's good.
It is.
Oh, yeah. That's really good. Because sometimes when they're talking about you, you're in trouble. It's because you're in trouble.
Boy, yeah, but no, all press about. Is good press.
Yeah, publicity. And I mean, like, you guys could definitely get away with only having one of you here.
Absolutely.
Boy, that makes me think. Well, it's funny that
can
you...
I go back to asking the question that, like, oh, that please. I was actually going to ask right
the
before
pastry question?
Amanda yeah. did. So it's so delicious. And what is it?
It's delectable or decadent.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Wasn't your pastry thing that something yeah, like decadent would make you
yeah.
cry?
Yeah.
I said, what would that? So what would that be for you?
Well, yeah, and that's actually and that's what okay. actually
I
what I was
her.
Saying. And you look at it and you think it's so yummy to eat. And mm-hmm. tell me what talk about it.
I told her.
Tell him now.
That will not be in the show. That part is gone. It's already. Is that gone already? Can we be a little more interested with our posture, please, Sam?
Oh shit!
Just engaged.
Do you need me to look something up?
No, we need to answer a question.
Oh, what's up?
There's five people in the room.
The part, I've been doing the cut signals. Have you been not seeing those?
Mm-mm.
He's been doing the Dave Coulier cut it out.
So do you prefer pastries over cookies?
Yeah, I think
that was
so.
Me. I said that.
I like pastries over cookies, I think.
Like a fruit tart is my favorite.
I'll take a fruit tart. Anything that's in a case... That's not, that's got some sort of chocolate in it or like a custard.
Okay, this is actually helpful in a way that this is happening because part of why we wanted to talk to you and part of how we were going to be so nice about this tweet saying you guys should take over and that they wish that it was the same format of this show, but that you were hosting it. We're actually so not mad at it that we think it's a good idea, and we're going to try to sort of shepherd that along. We recently found out that we're not allowed to stop doing the show, but there's mm-hmm. actually nothing in our contract that says that we have to, like, be here for the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
So the show does have to keep going, and
so,
we
yes.
could kind of
you say that
you
we
into,
could do it with one of us, but really what we are maybe trying to do is do it with zero.
None of us, please, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yes. So that would be really good. And the only thing is we can't just sort of drop you in the deep end and watch you drown. We want to coach you a little bit and kind of shape you into good hosts of this show. That pastry stuff, that's solid gold. What's for the top of the show?
What's like the log line of the show? Like when you sold it to Earwolf or whatever, what did you say? Because I can't make heads or tails.
That's so funny to go back to that.
To think back to the beginning of when we sold it in that bidding war to Earwolf.
But like, what is the show? Could you just, that's
going to elevate our pitch. Let's hear the elevator pitch.
Yes. Okay. It's okay. This is going to be easy for Hayes to do. Go ahead.
I guess we can just go back. To me, in my head, I have to go back to that first meeting.
Do I pull up the deadline announcement?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. Do I pull up the deadline Hollywood announcement? Because they normally, you know, you're involved in that press release.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy to get a show on Earwolf. So you guys are making fun saying deadline, but God knows Amanda and I can't get a show.
Fair.
Hang on a second.
I have a show.
Don't you have a Stitcher Premium exclusive?
That's a Stitcher Premium. That's a hell. But I mean,
Jesus Christ. Stitcher Premium exclusive.
An Earwolf homepage show is not the easiest book to write.
I've been told that a Stitcher Premium exclusive is even better than a...
Is that the case?
I think you get a little more...
you get more dough.
Sean talked to like a professor about this, and he said that having a Stitcher Premium exclusive is like... actually more scientifically more prestigious, and it's better for the listener that they can't listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Professor X.
That's mm-hmm. my favorite part about it, is mm-hmm. that yes. not that many people can access
are allowed
yes.
to hear
so
it.
What's so great. Yeah. Yes, it's exclusive.
People have
yes.
to really pay and commit if they want to hear it.
Yeah.
As mm-hmm. opposed to this.
Without knowing if it's good or if it's anything.
This is like 102.7, and then Amanda's got a show that's like Howard Stern
okay,
or something.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
So you have to really pay. You get the cream of the crop coming over to you, and people that make a living.
Is it like right. Howard?
It's similar in a way, but instead of Howard Stern, it's me.
I just say Howard.
Yeah. Okay, right, Howard, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And who's Robin?
I'm probably Robin.
Yeah, you might be Robin. Mm-hmm. Maria okay. plays a woman named Joni.
Yeah.
Okay.
Robin, but I'm Robin in everyday life, just kind of there as the foil and also to, like, just keep things grounded.
You don't have to do that anymore if you do this. It's another thing.
Okay.
No,
okay.
We don't. Yeah, this show doesn't need a straight man.
Mm-hmm. So what will you guys do if you do pass the baton? Like, what are some things that you've been putting off? That
I'm gonna
you...
I'm gonna catch up on sleep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've been just going 24 hours.
I'm gonna see as much of the natural world as I can.
Okay. Oh, I'm gonna watch The Natural, Robert Redford, mm-hmm. and then I'm gonna get a nice long sleep.
Okay, like mm-hmm. eternal sleep.
Mm. I may never wake again.
That's cool.
But the logline for the show, I guess, would be what do we mostly do on this show?
Yeah, so the deadline, I guess we can go back to the
okay.
deadline announcement. Do you want to just take turns reading it?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just pull it up.
You're going
to
start?
I'm just going to go to deadline.com mm-hmm. real quick. Okay.
And dead air isn't a problem to you guys? Or
Sam, he's doing the cut signal. Sam, he's doing the Dave Coulier cut it out. Which is interesting. If you think about it, it's also 3-2-1.
He puts little sirens in the dead
It's also 3-2-1. Have you ever noticed that about that hand signal?
No. Show it to me
here.
So I can...
Cut it out.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the 3?
3-2.
Oh, he's using his thumb. That's something I never knew.
He is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
Because then you kick the thumb, cut it out. You know, you're out of here, like an ump calling you out.
That's genius, whoever came up with that.
Dave.
It's so, so good.
Dave Coulier.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Joey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so I didn't get the exact article, but I think this will be helpful.
Okay.
Star Wars Rebels gets premiere date. Disney XD has slotted a fall premiere date and released a new trailer for the fourth and final season of its Emmy-nominated animated series, Star Wars Rebels. Season 4 debuts with an hour-long episode on Monday, October 16th. And then I'm skipping. Grand Admiral Thrawn, Lars Mikkelsen. In addition to Gray and Mikkelsen, Imperial threat arises on Lothal. Ezra Taylor Gray leads the crew back to his homeworld to defeat the oppressive forces of the Empire. Freddie Prinze Jr., Kanan, Vanessa Marshall as Hera, Steve Blum as Zeb. Freddie Prinze Jr. as Kanan, Vanessa Marshall as Hera, Steve Blum as Zeb.
Good. I'm glad that he's doing
Taya
something.
Taya Sirkar as Sabine. Dee Bradley Baker as Captain Rex. Seems like they didn't try too hard on that name. David Oyelowo as Kallus and Forest Whitaker as Saw Gerrera.
Wait a minute. Freddie Prinze Jr. is in the new Star Wars?
This is Star Wars Rebels.
Yeah, Star
okay,
Wars Rebels.
Sean, do it again.
Warwick Davis joins the cast. Yes.
What's Star Wars Rebels?
Star Wars Rebels gets premiere date. New trailer for fourth and final season.
That's a cartoon.
By Denise Petsky.
It's on Disney XD.
Disney XD is slotted a fall premiere date and has released
and
a new trailer
the secret
for the
of Disney XD
season.
Is that it looks like a laughing man.
Mm-hmm.
Or woman.
Yes, Warwick Davis joins the cast as Rook, Admiral Thrawn's deadly assassin.
Uh-oh,
he's ripping the tissue. Don't get on the table.
But if you write it like that, so you turn it like this, and the guy's like, ah, laughing so hard.
You could do that with any word with a D in it.
No, the X
is the eyes closed because they're laughing.
Yeah. What's like FD? What's the
Well, there's nothing funny about Star Wars Rebels, is there?
I think they make room for some humor.
I'm sure there's humor, but I wouldn't be laughing that hard. My God.
She's saying that BB-8 isn't funny, which here actually is not a safe place to say that.
BB-8's fine. Who's
he's
BB-8?
He's one of my closest friends.
The little rolling guy.
Oh, he's adorable.
I've worked with him, and BB-8 is really a special talent.
He wrote a book.
But that's not actually helping you too much with our show. Falling Water casts Christopher Turner and Stephen Arbuckle. Michael Beasley joins Escape at Dannemora. So this is about just an article about Saving Hope alum Christopher Turner and Stephen Arbuckle. And they're set for recurring roles on the second season of USA's Falling Water.
Can you not find the article about your show? Or
there is no article.
It's
I didn't think there was.
No, no, no. As you just heard, this is a real – like we read other announcements. So you know that these
just
things are
real. Just to
give
you an idea of the shape of it. You know what I mean?
No,
like this is definitely
Deadline.
What they do.
We know what they do. But we're asking you guys, what
is the log? I mean, we can probably come up with one.
Well, I mean, Beasley is repped by E-Cubed Management, Stuart Little and Pierce Law Group, and
well, as
Little
we said,
Jake
Kevin is not here, and he is the main searcher of the show.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, Kevin is normally in the room?
Unfortunately, yeah, he is here a lot. And he's not here to take pictures today, and I wonder if Sam will take any pictures or if he will read his phone.
What's up? Do you want me to look something up?
No.
Oh.
No.
No, definitely not. And he can't even look stuff up. So if you were thinking that he could look up the article, he is pretending that he can
do
that.
He's like the Jamie.
He's trying to impress you.
On the Joe Rogan podcast. He's like the Jamie.
Thank you for putting it into terms I can understand.
Yeah. In podcast lingo, he's the Jamie.
And here they were saying we're not podcast
junkies. She's not a podcast head.
And then she's dropping Jamie on us.
She's talking about Jamie.
I'm not a podcast head.
Just Joe specifically.
I'm a Rogan head.
And guys, let's talk a little more because one thing is you wanted to know what the show is about, and the show is called Hollywood Handbook. Mm-hmm. And so maybe since I'm already on Deadline.com, I could give you a little piece of Hollywood news and we could see how you handle it. Because a lot of it is us, you know, taking the new Hollywood news and just talking about what's happening in this city and this industry.
Okay. I love
just
that.
Just like whatever the big news is from the week.
Yeah, that's cool.
Just some chit-chat.
And we sort of pick it apart. And we have no filter about it before you get started. We never have any filter. And we're honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we give people the real deal.
Yeah, they finally get a real look at it. No spin.
Okay.
So I'm just going to give you a piece of news, just a fun piece of news to talk about, and then you'll be able to spin it into whatever.
Okay.
Roku looks to raise $100 million in IPO to fuel growth plans.
Oh,
and then you just run with it.
Okay. So Roku is the Amazon. No. It's not the Amazon Fire Stick. It's not the
It's basically an iTunes.
That's good.
But,
really giving people the scoop.
But it's like the other thing that's not Apple TV or
it's not Apple TV. It's
other people
not
are afraid to say. This is good. Keep going.
But you do
no
hook
one
it up.
Goes after
you hook
Apple
it up.
Like this.
And I don't know if you can fast forward and rewind with Roku. I think you can.
I think that you probably can. I don't know, however, if it does include a built-in DVR where you could record your favorite shows, but is everything on demand?
I don't know because
Peter
then is it
Cook
like DirecTV
shitting himself right now
on remember TiVo the TiVo
I don't have a TiVo.
It's good to have some jokes
and that they're laughing with each other and people are going oh I'm
making
learning about Hollywood I'm learning about the Roku but I'm also losing
TiVo
it laughing
TiVo was fun because the sounds it made and like that
Now, is that something you had
We had that, and I watched a lot of Degrassi when we had that because and I would record that. I would watch a lot of X-Files.
TiVo
would
Drake, and they're getting DVR. Into the
it was a DVR. It was a, yeah, you could, you couldn't, it wasn't on demand though. You could just record things that were on TV.
I'm going to stop you guys. That was so good.
Except for the meanness.
Yes. And we do want to go a little easy on being really mean.
To who?
Too much meanness.
Yeah, we were kind of mean in that. And we try to be nice on the show. Just the show, just so you know, and this is maybe the log line. It's smart, it's cool, it's funny, it's nice.
Okay.
It's fun. It's for friends.
Right.
Wow. It's nice. We're nice.
It's cool.
We're cool, smart, funny guys, and we are having fun.
It's friendly. Okay.
Can you give us another one?
Notice what he didn't say.
Mean.
Mean. Did you hear that in there? I don't. I was listening very closely. And
noticeably
I don't
absent.
Remember hearing anything about meanness.
Okay. William H. Macy directs The Layover. Hugh Bonneville back in Viceroy House. Specialty BO preview.
Oh, The Layover is that movie with the two girls. Remember, you sent me the trailer for it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was. Oh, it's with what's her face? Kate Upton.
Kate Upton.
What else did she say in the email?
It wasn't an email. This was face to face.
She sent you
a trailer for it face to face?
I think we were sitting next to each other.
I emailed it. We both had our laptops open and out. So I emailed it to her. No. Actually, you were not over. No,
you
were not
told me about it, but I think, oh, really?
Yeah, I emailed
it
to you.
And this is almost like a, this is like a serial element to the podcast where we're piecing back together the timeline of events.
But it was sent because we had kind of had a similar idea.
And I said, this is what our movie maybe would have become.
Yeah. I mean, William H. Macy is no slouch.
The other gal, was the brunette who was in True Detective with the good figure, and she was also in the new Baywatch.
Who?
The other gal, not Kate Upton, the brunette Kate Upton.
The brunette Kate Upton. I'd like to see that.
M.
And it's good to not be tied up on the names of these celebrities.
Yeah, like, why do we mean, like Miranda Baranda?
Yes,
and then you laughing, and we all and we sort of get, and there's a natural end to that segment, and then
that
we
is something
on.
That now people will run with. Now the fans will take Miranda Baranda,
and people are gonna be it animating everything. It and everything,
that's
and it's
cool.
They'll make a hot
Miranda
sauce
Baranda
out of
shirts,
it.
And yes, it'll
I
be a hot sauce.
Whenever I make a little whoopsie, we laugh, and
we
then
laugh.
You guys like it. Huh?
And that's a that's a great sort of trademark of this new version of the show.
Yeah.
That Hayes and I watch from afar.
I'd listen to this.
I am listening to
you
it.
You'd have to because you have to edit it because you can't really trust Sam.
You have
or
to cut out the meanness and sort of the like lewd stuff that you guys were doing in
what
that
were
one.
We doing?
Some of
that
the
was
stuff
lewd. Where you cross.
Come on, you're talking about this girl's figure.
Yeah.
I just said she had a nice
we don't,
figure.
But yes, on this show, we don't really like to especially talk about,
we don't
women
really
that way. Or guys, and it's actually sometimes worse when you do it with guys.
Yeah, it can be because there's a stigma to it. So the show's going really well.
I'm having fun.
One thing we haven't seen you do is because obviously the dynamic between you two is lights out, amazing,
thank
next
you.
Level, just, you know, forget it, no notes there. We haven't seen you deal with a guest and incorporate a third party into this. Do we have them interview Sam as if he's what are like
is
some
there
of the
someone
funny
from
guests
the news?
We get?
Someone from the news.
Oh.
Because usually what we do is we look at who's in the news this week and we bring in whoever is making
whatever
the big headline is.
I gotta say, they did totally ignore the Hugh Bonneville,
aspect.
In Viceroy House.
We didn't give you time to get to that.
Side of that news piece. So you could deal with that, maybe.
Okay.
We'll pretend that Hugh Bonneville's here and then Sam can play Hugh Bonneville and you guys can kind of talk to him about what he's been up to. What we do is we talk to people about upcoming projects and sort of how they got into entertainment and when they first realized they were funny and just like what was their first big break and that kind of stuff. It's sort of like we're the only podcast really that is able to kind of get people to open up about these things.
Okay. So, Sam, you're playing Hugh Bonneville?
Hugh Bonneville.
Yes.
Okay. So, Hugh, thanks.
That's good.
Thanks for coming in.
Sure.
So tell us, what are you up to?
I am an actor.
It would probably be, just let him sort of, like, if
I
you
just asked him a question.
I know, but if you give him, like, a little introduction, that would probably be nice for you.
So this is Hugh Bonneville. He's the new lead of Viceroy House.
That's good.
You've probably seen him before in a couple other TV appearances.
What was your favorite TV appearance you've done, Hugh?
The Vice.
Oh, the one you just
Vice
shot.
News thing.
That's so cool.
That is that did. Reality or is it scripted?
It's
I
like
couldn't
a,
tell.
I'm pretty sure it's a documentary.
This is really thing. Good.
That Vice News is like.
And I love that I could just be out in the natural world while this is happening.
Yeah. You know, and that, and that my legacy nature. Would go on because yes. this is so, Hollywood Handbook in its purest form.
Hugh, like what
inspiration?
Yeah. What is what inspires you to act or like to get into a role?
And don't attack him.
Do you know the Sklar brother?
The who?
Sklar brothers.
Yeah, they're directors. They're,
that
yeah,
happens
yeah,
a lot
yeah.
when people come in here. They sort of think they're going to meet the Sklar brothers. This is like a big... So Sam is being very
me.
Faithful to what the show is. A lot of times people will expect to be
Here's
seeing
the
a Sklar
many
Here's
episodes.
The problem
yeah.
is that if we had a guest come in, we would have done research
That's
on
so
him.
True.
And so
yeah.
you're giving us someone that we don't...
We don't
like,
know who this
you would,
guy is.
You would think. But
no,
at the
no,
same
no,
time,
would.
You didn't really know... what we were talking about at the top of the show, you hadn't seen Virtuosity.
But
and so for me to trust you to do that kind of research.
Can Sam play someone we know?
Yeah.
And then we can
Well, okay, who do you want from recent
well,
Deadline News
William
to
H.
be
Macy.
In the-
Could he be William H. Macy?
That story is
Mogadishu,
out.
Minnesota from Kanan Warsami and Catherine Bigelow not going forward
Catherine
HBO.
Bigelow.
So who do you want to talk to?
I okay, want to talk Catherine Bigelow.
Okay. Your choice.
Hey, Catherine, how's it
Hi.
Going? Thank you so much
Hello.
For being on the podcast.
Sure.
So
and Sam, don't, you know.
Yeah.
What?
Just do it normal.
No, it's Sam. Just for Sam.
Yeah.
It's not you guys. You guys
so
are you guys
it's
are great.
So crazy having an Oscar winner in here.
Yes, we're thrilled.
Yeah, that's my pleasure.
Was it fun giving an Oscar speech?
Yeah, I am an actress and it was good.
No, you
Jesus
weren't an actress.
Christ,
you're
Sam,
a director.
Do it normal.
Yeah. You were married to James Cameron.
So
what was that like?
Trouble. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was there a lot of...
It was good. He made Terminator.
Thank God yes. this show is hosted by two women now because we would get crucified if we had
Sam
portray Catherine Bigelow this way.
I know. I'm kind of offended by how he's portraying
Thank
her.
I can't
yes.
imagine being out, being out in nature and listening to this and not being able to do anything about it is
Who
scary
am I thinking
to me.
Of? Who is in...
You're thinking Katherine Heigl.
No.
Katherine Heigl, yeah.
He's thinking
I
of Kate Bosworth.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you with Sam, knowing Sam, he's thinking of Kate Bosworth.
Yeah, and that's about 100% of the time that that's
I
what's on his mind.
I love Blue Crush.
Yes, yes,
Blue
yes.
Crush
You're
is
not
one
alone
of my
there.
It's yeah. so good, huh?
And I turned down
Sam.
Hmm?
The vampire movies?
Twilight?
God. That's... No, that where they, she's shooting him.
Huh?
Wait, Kate Beckinsale?
Oh, that's... Yeah.
That's
is that who I'm thinking of?
That's Underworld.
How, yeah, oh,
Underworld
is. Bloodline, he's
yeah.
thinking of... Yeah, he says
the Blood
Kate
Wars,
Bosworth, but he's
yeah.
talking about
A lot
Kate
of capes
Beckinsale.
In Hollywood,
The
huh?
Blood Wars in Underworld, I cannot...
Kate Blanchett was smart to put the C there.
Okay.
Because everyone else has a K.
Stands out.
And she's got the C, so she's got that classy, like, step... She's stepping aside from the cage. She put her C up, and she went... I'm a little bit different, a little bit classier.
Any other C's in Hollywood? C-Kates?
I don't even know. Can you think of a Catherine with a C in Hollywood?
Are you allowed to spell
Christina
Catherine?
Hendricks has
Is it a C?
C?
Wow.
Chris.
Now, we should do what we like to do at the end of every show.
Yeah.
Is to get personal and get really raw.
Yeah, and this is where we open up and we go, hey, it's not always about showbiz and entertainment. Sometimes it's about
self-care.
Bearing your soul to the world and self-care. And we just talk about how we have had a lot of struggles and we're just not doing that good. And it's just really hard to keep kind of getting out of bed.
Yeah, for sure. For you, for
therapy
us.
Stuff.
Yeah.
For us. Yeah, we basically do like therapy stuff. And
yeah.
it's pretty
and
brave.
Is,
and we're kind of the only podcast that
And this
does
is
it.
Therapy for us, and also real therapy is that too.
Yeah.
yeah.
And our fans are our real friends.
Okay, yeah.
And also, one thing we do to our guests is like when Sam was being the guest before, is a lot of times with the guest, I like to get really close in their ear if I feel like they're like not really being totally forthright.
This is a Marin thing.
And
that
I get
he
in
to.
As close to them as I can and I go, your mask is slipping.
It's not funny.
Oh my God.
And so that's something you can do.
That's funny.
And it kinda and it's a bit disarming.
It's not funny.
And
I'm sure. I can't imagine.
And
if
it
happens to
we'll
you,
get,
trust me, it's not funny.
Sometimes we'll get them to maybe give you a piece of interview that you wouldn't have otherwise gotten.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it makes them leave, you know.
I bet.
So
Your
this
mask is slipping.
Okay. He looked right at me when he said
that.
I did not
well,
like
he's not
that.
Wrong.
Well, I didn't put it on today.
Mm-hmm. And we're getting a new, we're getting sort of a new take on you guys.
Yeah.
But okay. To do some therapy stuff.
Yeah, where you get like super raw and very emotional and also talking to the fans in a way that they know that they're like not alone.
And stay positive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just hard being in Hollywood sometimes and, you know, putting like spending your days putting in work on like things.
For free, that for you're free. Not getting paid. And also it's not
but you
a
do
marathon.
Get, but no, talk about like you do get paid.
No, like a lot of the time we're not
talk
getting,
about how much money you have, yeah.
Yeah.
No, we both are struggling, to be honest.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. And, you know, we try and put stuff out there, but it's hard every day to wake up and just start, just keep
hitting doors.
Hitting doors and being knocked down. The doors slam back
you
in
hit
your face.
The door.
But best damn job in the world. And
yes.
Yeah. And also, the vibe we're kind of looking for is that you are booking stuff. You are, like, doing a lot
sometimes,
of stuff. So people are.
But no, not like, not
no,
on
no, 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 no.
Basis.
You're doing all the time. You're doing good stuff all the time. Mm. And you're, like, on TV. But that is actually even harder sometimes.
Yeah.
Than no, when people, you get a show,
no,
you're fine.
No.
That's
you,
the hardest
this
thing.
This is what you do. No, you do say a bunch of stuff that people would be jealous of, and you go like, I'm jealous of people who don't have jack shit going on because
even
it's actually
people
hard.
People who do have things going on, I don't think it ever gets easier, honestly.
No, because they're still feeling like, what's next?
What's next? Like, even if you get on a big sitcom, the actors on that are like, oh, I feel so like constrained.
And say you're on a big sitcom.
Yes.
No, yeah, say that's me.
No, Amanda was on a sitcom
that never aired.
Sitcom. I mean, it's not easy for sure. That's why you have to make things yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna make a little joke now.
Well, there's nothing funny.
There's
about
peaks
it.
And valleys, but the valleys can seem like there's no end in sight.
Like peaks, like inverted peaks.
Yes. So that it makes, even when you're on a valley, you're like, am I up right now?
Yeah.
But you're not.
Inverted peaks. Maybe there's something like that.
Yeah, we're
but
looking for like the funny
like
thing. Like you say something wrong. You remember how that was like your little funny thing?
Gives us an out for the segment.
Oh, okay.
We just hit a button, you know?
And maybe the show. Sam, what are we looking
at? What time
are
we going? Yeah. How long have we been doing it?
Oh, this will be episode 201.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry. I don't have anything funny to say.
Yeah, there's nothing. Honestly, like,
there's nothing funny about comedy.
This is a lot like our show.
It is.
Yeah.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.